Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Wednesday, April 12th. Happy, One Take Wednesday. I'm reading from the New International Version and we are zooming through the kings of Israel. Do you remember who the first king of Israel was? That's right, Saul. Do you know who the second king of Israel was? You got it, David. Today we're going to read about David being anointed as king in 1 Samuel 16, 1 through 13. The Lord said to Samuel, "How long will you mourn for Saul, since I have rejected him as king over Israel? Fill your horn with oil and be on your way. I am sending you to Jesse of Bethlehem. I have chosen one of his sons to be king." But Samuel said, "How can I go? If Saul hears about it, he will kill me." The Lord said, "Take a heifer with you and say, 'I have come to sacrifice to the Lord.' Invite Jesse to the sacrifice, and I will show you what to do. You are to anoint for me the one I indicate." Samuel did what the Lord said. When he arrived at Bethlehem, the elders of the town trembled when they met him. They asked, "Do you come in peace?" Samuel replied, "Yes, in peace. I have come to sacrifice to the Lord. Consecrate yourselves and come to the sacrifice with me." Then he consecrated Jesse and his sons and invited them to the sacrifice. When they arrived, Samuel saw Eliab and thought, "Surely the Lord's anointed stands here before the Lord." But the Lord said to Samuel, "Do not consider his appearance or his height, for I have rejected him. The Lord does not look at the things people look at. People look at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." Then Jesse called Abinadab and had him pass in front of Samuel. But Samuel said, "The Lord has not chosen this one either." Jesse then had Shammah pass by, but Samuel said, "Nor has the Lord chosen this one." Jesse had seven of his sons pass before Samuel, but Samuel said to him, "The Lord has not chosen these." So he asked Jesse, "Are these all your sons that you have?" "There is still the youngest," Jesse answered, "but he's tending the sheep." Samuel said, "Send for him. We will not sit down until he arrives." So he sent for him and had him brought in. He was glowing with health and had a fine appearance and handsome features. Then the Lord said, "Rise and anoint him. This is the one." So Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the presence of his brothers. And from that day on, the Spirit of the Lord came powerfully upon David. Samuel then went to Ramah. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. So here in this interesting story, David is anointed as king. Can you imagine? One day he's just tending the sheep and the next day they say, "You're going to be the king." But I love what God says about the king. He says, "Don't consider the appearance or the height. I'm looking at the heart." Look at verse 7. "People look at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." So it made me think, Lord, help us to seek a heart after you. And then at the end of the passage, I also noticed that the Spirit of the Lord came powerfully upon David. And I was a little bit jealous about that. And I just want to pray, not for our own glory, that the Spirit would come powerfully upon us, but for the work of the Lord, that His Spirit would reign in our midst. Will you pray with me? Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for your people. Thank you for this fellowship that we share around your word. Even now, bring to mind somebody in our fellowship that needs an extra special touch from you. Help us, Lord, to be observant and willing to reach out today. Lord, give us a heart that beats for you. Help us to be about the inward disciplines, the secret disciplines, and not so much about the outward appearances. And finally, Lord, give us your spirit and power, Lord, as a church, so that your kingdom might come and people might come to know you. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.